is Lobo basketball coach Craig Neal. How you doing, Coach?
No, I want to hear what you got to say about the handshake comments. That's what I want to hear about.
I like the handshakes.
Well, you didn't even read. I mean, if you're going to talk about what I said, you might well get it right. Why do you think the NBA has stopped the handshake line? Because of altercations. They've never done it. I said that we should alleviate it after the game and shake hands before the game like most teams do on neutral court sites. That's what I said. Has nothing to do with how I feel about sportsmanship or anything about the handshake line. The only bad comment I made in the whole press conference was when I said we went to war. And I've never been to war. My players have never been to war. And that was a little downgrading to veterans that have been to war. And that's probably the biggest comment mistake I've made all year, because I'm a little sensitive to that because my son's going into the military. Mm-hmm. But for you to, like, talk about the handshake thing without even know what I was saying, it had nothing to do with sportsmanship.
I don't know what you're talking about, Coach. I'm talking about callers.
You said you like the handshake line, and you're making an accusation like I don't like the handshake line.
I read exactly what you said, Coach. I didn't say you didn't like the handshake line. You said the handshake lines aren't good, and you don't understand them.
They aren't good.
I mean, I played the actual soundbite.
They aren't good. It has nothing to do with how I feel about sportsmanship. It should be done before the game so you don't have altercations. When another team will not shake your hand out of respect for them getting beat, there's going to be altercations.
All right, well, that's how you feel. I feel like I like the post-game handshakes. I think it shows a sign of sportsmanship. If these guys can't go out there and play and then shake their opponent's hand, they need to grow up and learn how to do that. And you could talk about confrontations. You're going to have those kind of things because you're going to have that in athletics. You know, you got guys that don't like each other, whatever it is. But to me, doing away with the handshake line after the game because there may be a confrontation. No, we need to do away with the confrontation and have these guys shake hands, whether they want to or not. It shows a bit of respect for your opponent, for one. And to me, it shows sportsmanship. And
so,
Bob,
what happens if a kid doesn't shake the other kid's hand? How are you going to make him do that, Bob? Are you going to stand there and make each kid shake his hand?
No,
he
walks by and he looks at the guy, he doesn't shake his hand, and then you say, okay.
Well, there was an altercation because they didn't respect us enough to shake our hand. That's why there was an altercation.
Well,
so
then
Coach Fisher's supposed to stay there and make sure every one of his guys shakes his hand.
Well, what I would say to that is if I'm the guy and this guy doesn't have, you know, the guts to stick his hand out and shake my hand after he just got beat, I would look at him and say, well, I guess he really is a loser and I don't have a whole lot of respect for that guy, and then I move on.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I'm saying that's the learning lesson.
I guess.
Well, I think we just differ on that, Coach. And maybe
we do. We definitely differ. Okay. We differ on a lot of things.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Well, we're 13-2, 22-5, and we want to talk the whole time about what's going wrong, and we want to talk about a handshake line, or we want to talk about statements. Our team won a game. We played well. I made a statement about the handshake line.
Coach, I don't know who you're listening to the show. You're not listening to my show because that's not what I'm talking about. I had a couple of people call and commented on the go to war thing, and I said, look, Coach Neal, he's a smart guy. He respects the military. He knows what it's all about. These are sports comments. They're phrases that are used, and they get used, and sometimes they get used and people think that somebody's, you know, using it the wrong way. That's where I was coming from on that. So I didn't have a problem with going to war. I talked about during the terrorist
attack. I had a problem with it. I apologize for it. I shouldn't have said it.
But I grew up in a military family. I respect the military. I appreciate what they do, and I think you did too.
It's a competition.
Well, I understand, but we get wrapped up in it as sports guys and media. Yeah. We talk in these terms because it's just a phrase that we throw out there.
Yeah.
I don't think you meant anything personal by it, and I was a little surprised that people actually wrote up in the paper to do that. But if anything, I defended you on that. The handshake line, I like it. I think it just teaches a little bit of something, a little being gracious in defeat, humble in victory, those kind of things. And maybe we've gotten away from that a little bit at this level in sports. But to, you know, insinuate that I'm talking about all the negative things, I am sitting here talking about how good this team has been playing and how